Candygram, Landshark. Oh no, it's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hi there, welcome to another episode of EE Journal's long-standing electronic engineering podcast. And I'm Amelia Dalton. This week we're headed into the heart of the IoT ecosystem, the smart home. My guest is Brian Bedrosian from Cypress Semiconductor, and we're getting wicked. Without the K. It actually stands for wireless connectivity for embedded devices, so no witches were harmed in this episode. Today we're talking about iCloud remote access, Wi-Fi based accessories that support Apple HomeKit, and all the cool stuff you can do with the Wicked platform. Hi Brian, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so for my audience who may not know, what is Cypress Semiconductor all about?
Cypress is a leading semiconductor supplier for the IoT and automotive. We solve problems for our customers with world-class wireless, high-performance MCU, and memory products, and we provide them in complete solutions, including the software to support them.
Okay, so you guys have a development platform called Wicked, which stands for Wireless Connectivity for Embedded Devices, that now has iCloud remote access support for Wi-Fi-based accessories that support Apple HomeKit. Okay, so before we get into all that Apple HomeKit business, tell me more about this platform. What kind of engineers would benefit the most from this platform, and what kind of cool designs can they create with it?
Well, Wicked is a full-featured development platform. It's really an integration of our turnkey software solutions and hardware support that are integrated into a library-based development system. An OS, an IDE that will run across multiple OSs, including Windows and Mac OS and Linux. From this single IDE, we can really enable engineers to take the complexity out of wireless development and integration by allowing them to call on simple libraries for applications for cloud connectivity services like AWS, Azure, or AliCloud. You mentioned the integration of HomeKit applications that get called on by a library, or even cool things like, you know, audio over Bluetooth and Wi-Fi simultaneously, where our advanced coexistence algorithms take place. And we keep going from there by, you know, letting the networking component be integrated. So our firmware and hardware development engineers don't need to become networking experts. We've got all the IoT protocols to connect, like HTTPS or MQTT. We can create WebSockets, all available, you know, within this set of library of tools. And the best part about it is engineers can still make mistakes because, you know, once something gets to the field, we can still allow them to make over-the-air updates over time and automatically with the software tools.
Okay, let's dig into this iCloud remote access support. So what all can we do with this platform with the addition of the iCloud support?
Well, we've been really a proud participant with Apple and the MFI and HomeKit program since its inception. We're really thrilled to see iCloud come to fruition. And now with iCloud, using the HomeKit app, users can set up and control their Wicked-based HomeKit accessories remotely. You know, they can use it to grant access to other people they trust. And you can automate the accessories to really do what you want, when you want, all remotely through a direct HomeKit app. There's no longer a need to use a bridge or a hub in between the device and the application. So developers can leverage iCloud in our Wicked support software to develop these kind of hub-free connections and really create a direct Siri voice control application right from the HomeKit app itself. We think that this is really going to accelerate the use of HomeKit and really complement the rest of the fully featured support that we provide in the Wicked SDK.
So Cypress recently introduced a new Wi-Fi Bluetooth combo solution designed specifically to extend battery life in IoT devices. So can you tell me more about that solution and how it's setting a new standard for power consumption?
Yeah, we're really excited about our new CYW43012. It's an ultra-low power 28 nanometer Wi-Fi and Bluetooth BLE combo chip. And this device offers really world-class power consumption for Wi-Fi like no other, while still maintaining a coexistence interface with an integrated Bluetooth BLE MCU on chip. Both devices run with incredibly low current consumption, about 50% lower current consumption from Wi-Fi today, and almost 80% lower in the sleep state. And what that means is that for a Wi-Fi connected device, like an IP camera, we can extend the battery life by almost two times just using a 2.4 gigahertz connection in 28 nanometer. But if you use our AC friendly mode and use our 5 gigahertz mode, we can extend the battery life of an IP camera by a factor of three. And it doesn't just stop there. Last week, we pulled together our first presentation of streaming audio using this incredibly low power Wi-Fi. And by exploiting the high transfer rates of Wi-Fi and keeping the device in a lower active state more often, we're actually able to demonstrate streaming audio to a portable speaker or a headset at one-third the power of what today's Bluetooth solutions offer.
That's cool. All right, Brian, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you enjoy cooking, so what's your signature meal? What do you make when you're trying to, I don't know, impress someone?
I really like to make cod l'espagnol, which is a steamed cod with vegetables in a saffron dish, and it's usually accompanied by a cumin rice.
Nice. That sounds delicious, and I think it's time for lunch. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Brian. This was super cool.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, let's keep going with our smart home theme. Now, what would be better than a smart home robot? A flying smart home robot, right? Okay, yes, I can think of some potential issues here, but hang with me. In this week's Kickstarter Corner, I would like to introduce you to Air, a self-flying robotic assistant for the home. This campaign's goal is to fund the world's first robotic assistant with autonomous flight, voice controls, anomaly detection, security alerts, and much more. Okay, so what we got here is around a 3.5-pound robot that, yes, flies around your house. The robot's main chassis is about 1 foot by 1 foot by 16 inches or so, including the padding around the top and bottom. And it looks a little bit like a big, well, have you ever looked at the garbage disposal under your sink? Yeah, it kind of looks like that, only bigger. Now, this cylindrical flying robot has a bunch of sensors that allows you to do a whole bunch of cool stuff. Like, it can detect sound or motion anomalies in your house, then send you an alert to your phone, which then allows you to launch the Air robot to inspect any room or any floor via live stream video. And yes, if you were wondering, Air can also navigate over and around obstacles and even between multiple floors of a home. Okay, back to those sensors. It's got a main 4K camera sensor, 6 different IMU sensors, including 2 accelerometers, 2 gyroscopes, and 2 magnetometers. It also has 9 localization sensors and 7 obstacle avoidance sensors. Okay, the second part of this, the voice activation controls. So with a little help from Amazon Alexa and IFTTT, it can do a whole bunch of cool things. With Alexa, you can command it to go into camera mode, go back home, i.e. the docking station, or even say, ask Air to come here and take a picture. And then the Air robot will rotate where it is, look for a face, and then approach it to take a picture. Now, I would strongly recommend doing this and not warning your house guests. Good stuff. Okay, with the IFTTT automation abilities, Air can sense if a room is dark and then turn on Philips Hue lights. Not helpful if, say, you're watching, I don't know, a movie or Walking Dead in the dark. If it detects a strange motion, it can then start recording video. This Kickstarter team also promises that there are a lot of over-the-air updates coming soon, and if you pledge their campaign, you'll get those skill updates for free. Cool. Now, trust me, guys, there is a whole lot of more neat stuff about this robot. I'm a little concerned about the catfights that happen on a regular basis in my house and the subsequent filling up of my Google Drive with angry cat videos. But wait, that might be amazing. Never mind. Okay, fine, print time. So a $199 pledge will get you an entry-level down payment on a robot, basically reserving your place in line. $699 will get you to be part of the beta testing team. Now, this first set of Air robots will be fully functional, but not fully debugged. So that might be even more fun. Who knows? Watch out, Louie Cat. It's going to take a picture and it's coming right for your face. On top of the beta edition robot, you will also get a free lifetime cloud services, free software updates, the battery, charging dock, and power adapter. Now, for $749, I know, not really cheap per se, but do you really want a cheap flying autonomous robot flying around your house? Yeah. I didn't think so. So, for $749, you'll get a fully debugged Air and the rest of the bells and whistles. And yes, there are even bigger pledge amounts if you are interested. So, the beta version is shipping around next year, September of 2018. They are expecting to fly out the fully debugged versions in December of next year. All right, next year's holiday gift giving has started already. Okay, if you want any further information about this high-flying Kickstarter campaign, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Speaking of wireless connectivity, when you are getting around to adding Wi-Fi to your design, the RF section can cause some big-time challenges, right? With today's 2.4 to 5 gigahertz spectrum getting more and more crowded, it takes some careful design to get the signals you want and filter out the noise and interference you don't want. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Wireless Connectivity Front-End Solutions, I sit down with Tony Testa of Qorvo to talk about high-performance RF front-ends for your next Wi-Fi design. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of eejournal.com by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com or by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/eejournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, shoot, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EEJournal. It is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EEJournal YouTube channel as well. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 29th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.